When advertising companies are selling you something, they're not selling you a product in a vacuum, right? Like, you should have this particular brand of clothing or this particular handbag or this particular kind of car in a vacuum. That's not how they're doing it. What they're doing is they're selling you this idea that you should have this lifestyle and that these are the accoutrements of that lifestyle, right? Like, you have to have these things to be part of this lifestyle. So what they're selling us is the desire to be like whoever it is in the advertising. So, like, he mentions certain cigarette brands, right? So back in the days, and some of you are too young to remember this, but when there used to be cigarette commercials before they were banned by the government, they would show like an active lifestyle, right? Like people playing football on the beach or, you know, going out biking in nature and then pulling out a cigarette and smoking it. Right, so they were selling you this idea that this is pleasure and this is fun and this is enjoyable and this is how you get pleasure also by smoking our cigarettes as much as you enjoy, you know, these other things, hanging around with your family or horseback riding for the Marlboro Men, mm-hmm. being rugged and tough and out and individualistic. So they're selling you an entire brand and an entire ethos, not just the product. The same thing with cars and clothing brands and whatever else. If you look at the commercials, if you see them, that's always what they're doing. They're engaging in young people who are cool, wear this stuff. And or like the Lincoln commercials now, if you're, you know, a really successful, you know, upper middle class white guy in his 40s and 50s, you drive a Lincoln. This is a classy car and this is your lifestyle. And isn't this really what you want? And you'll have like a young girlfriend too.
It's very subtle, even with like the young kids too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's a good point. The stuff that they do for children, and this is all documented. Like, there's not like conspiracy theory. They actually talk about this in their publications. What they do for children is they try to inculcate a brand in them, right? Like brand identification. They don't even want to sell you a product when you're three or four. It's a product that they want to sell you as a teenager, but from a young age, they get you to love it. So that you'll be triggered when you get to that teenage or preteen age, and then you'll start asking your parents about it. And they even measure for children. They even measure, and they literally use as a measurement nags, how often that child nags the parent to get them this thing. So, yeah. So the more nags that they get out of, you know, and they test people, and people sign up for this willfully. They don't even get paid. So they test the kids and they show them something and then they see which commercial develops the most nags from the kid to the parent, and then that's the one that they use in their test products. So this is what they're doing, right? So be aware of that and be aware that this is all against you. They're just trying to get money out of your pocket. That's all they really care about. But it has a negative effect on you as a spiritual person, as a religious person, and as a Muslim, because it ties you to things that are fleeting and it distracts you because, again, they're talking about embracing a lifestyle, not just a product. If it was just buying things and you had a lot of money, who cares? But really what you're buying is an entire lifestyle that's antithetical to the remembrance of Allah, to being generous, to being unselfish, to being giving to others, to caring about your family more than about things, etc. So just be aware of that.